superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekday.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It is Wednesday, which means I will be joined in just a moment by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're going to talk about something interesting on Science for Humans today. A much-needed discussion, especially after the elections. The health benefits of strong relationships. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Matt Porter. We're going to talk about an article he recently published, The Delusions and Reality of Using Gear. If you're a bodybuilder, you're going to want to hear this one. It's going to be really good. Just want to mention, we have a special offer right now. If you want to try Thrive Advanced, you can get buy one, get two free. That's right. Use the coupon code B-O-O, BOO. It's left over from Halloween. Go to Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com. Put 3 units in your cart. Use that coupon code, and you'll pay $59.95 plus shipping for 3 pounds of Thrive. An amazing offer. If you don't know what Thrive is, go there and learn about it. Single best protein powder on the planet and made by the most respected name in the industry, All-American Pharmaceuticals. And on that note, we bring Dr. J in.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, brother?
Was that buy one, get two free?
Can you believe it?
That's awesome. You know what? That was my breakfast this morning, man.
I've eaten the entire pound of Thrive with a spoon over the course of the past 2 days. So I'm working, and while I'm working, I really don't, I feel guilty taking time to eat. Yeah. So I had this pound of Thrive here, and I just opened it up, and I started eating it with a spoon. I just finished it this morning. I was like, I can't believe it. I just ate a pound of Thrive in 2 days.
Wow, man. I love it in my oatmeal.
It has such a great flavor. It's unbelievable. And everybody comments to me when they open the jug and they get a waft of it. They're like, oh my God, this smells so great. There's a couple guys from Dancing with the Stars that use the product. They all tell me that they eat it out of the jar with a spoon. That's how good it tastes.
Now, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell everyone too, you know, if you are lactose intolerant, you don't like the almond milks and all that, I make Thrive milk, and that's what I put on my cereal.
Interesting. You know, so you just add water and then pour that on the cereal.
Yeah, dude, it's a high-protein milk. I mean,
that's brilliant.
Something just dawned on me. You know, I used to put it in my cereal and then put water on it and then put, like, almond milk, and I'm going, I don't want all these gums and thickeners and all this garbage, you know, and there's no such thing as milk and an almond. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me just make Thrive milk.
It's brilliant. Because that's how they make almond milk anyway. They just blend almonds with water, let the almonds soak overnight, pour the water off, and there's your almond milk.
Yeah. So anyhow, there you go, folks. That's your new high-protein milk, which will help you with your relationship, which is what we're going to lead into, huh?
Yeah, so let's talk about that, especially in light of all the stress that people have been feeling about the elections. I actually said on Facebook yesterday, I can't wait for the elections to be over so that we can go back to just hating the FDA, USDA, and Monsanto.
Yeah, I saw that. I love that, man. Actually, we haven't even talked about those guys.
I know.
So preoccupied.
I'm sure that they love the elections because nobody's jumping on them right now. But anyway,
no kid.
The health benefits of strong relationships has been really shown in science already, hasn't it?
You know, it is, and it's very interesting because, you know, when you look at relationships, they make people do stupid stuff, you know, and you wonder why. I mean, you know, as an employer, I will see a breakup or a divorce or a separation, and people just quit their jobs. I mean, you know, you see people shooting people. I mean, just all kind of stupid things that relationships cause. And, you know, science had to take a look and go, well, you know, what's going on? And, you know, the brain is very powerful, you know. I mean, it desires, you know, some type of companionship and, you know, the relationship aspect of it is key because, you know, when things are good, everything is good. But when things are bad, everything is bad. There's a saying that says, make mama happy and life is good.
Right, right.
You know?
Happy wife, happy life, right?
Yeah. But I remember back, Carl, when I was training, you know, I moved out to California. And prior to that, you know, having girlfriends and things, it just everything always affected training because they didn't understand why do you got to go to the gym so much? You know, why do you got to do this? Why do you got to eat now? And it was finally like, man, you know what? This is what I'm doing. I just can't be bogged down. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to give up women. I'm going to give up relationships and just focus on training. And it was amazing because, you know, when you don't have that aspect to worry about, you realize the majority of your stress disappears, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? Relationships are driven by emotion. Emotion is a very, very powerful chemical reaction that harkens back to our evolutionary drive to procreate. And all sensibility, all critical thinking goes out the window and is replaced by magical thinking. People will look, they'll have a life that sucks. No job. Doing terrible. Meet a girl. They fall in love. And they're like, let's move to California. Don't worry, we don't have any money. We'll make it. Everything will happen for us. And sometimes it does. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Sometimes that can actually drive such a level of enthusiasm that you actually make things happen. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's like, oh, man, what was I thinking? Nothing has changed except now I've got all this responsibility. So,
yeah.
But that just goes to show you the power of relationships when it comes to imposing magical thinking on people that anything can happen. Now, magical thinking isn't always a bad thing.
Right.
If you feel good, your body will react to feeling good. The same way that stress will kill you, feeling good will make you live longer.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, people in relationships, the ones that are successful, you know, are the ones that aren't in it to get something out of it. It's what can I do to make my partner's life easier, more enjoyable? And when you do, you know, that's where that chemistry happens. You know, too many times, you know, especially with athletes, because, you know, roid rage and, you know, the stress of being an athlete, you know, it's me, 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 me. And, you know, like I said, when mama's not happy, man, there's nothing worse than to try to go to the gym knowing you got to come home to that. I mean,
do you think relationships hinder your training or help your training?
You know, I think the guys that say it helps their training, I don't think so. I mean, you might, you know, that anger for a short amount of time may help you get in there, but man, anger over time develops stress.
Right.
And as you said, that whole emotional thing, especially, you know, when you have a breakup, I mean, again, I've seen, you know, pro athletes, bodybuilders, I mean, they just drop off the face of the earth. They just can't handle the stress from that.
And in fact, a lot of them will even avoid relationships because they don't want the possibility of being derailed, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole just it puts you into a depression, you know. So again, it's very important that, you know, again, we're not marriage counselors and things, but from an athletic standpoint, you got to understand relationships and understand how they work. I mean, it's like, you know, two guys being friends. I mean, you got to be friends with your partner. You know, you got to have some common things. You got to do things together. And you've got to realize that you're never going to see eye to eye. And the best suggestion I always give young people getting married, I say, go get an account at a flower store. Dude, you got to know how to say sorry.
Right.
Because the quicker, you know, you can amend that thing, the better your life is going to be.
Really good point.
But, you know, just, you know, next week we're going to be talking about stress and things, but just, you know, the sheer stress that it causes, Now, I'm not a woman, so I don't know, you know, what kind of stress it causes a woman. I can only talk from, you know, our standpoint.
Right.
But as men, you know, that stress, I mean, heart problems, cardiovascular things, I mean, stomach problems. I think a good amount of issues that we have, you know, come from stress.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy what it does to you. You know, if you've ever had one of the best workouts in your life, you went into the gym not thinking about anything. I mean, you just went into the gym to enjoy the training. When you take that baggage into the gym, I'm sorry, it's going to hinder your workout. You know, you're not focusing, you're not concentrating, you're probably going to get hurt, you know.
You know, there's a guy, I'm trying to find his information. I don't know if it was Dr. Richard Dawkins. We talked about him many years ago with Randy Roach. He actually took people into a lab, asked them to focus on certain things. Those things range from anger to blissful love, and then had them perform a test of strength.
Mm.
And what he found was that when someone was asked to think about blissful love, the love of a child, the love of a wife, I mean, a wife that you've been with for a long time, you truly do love, the love of a parent, you know, the type of love that we talk about is unconditional. The bonds are, they precede desire and friendship, that you love somebody. They were the strongest when they thought about things that evoked that emotion. While they were strong when they thought about things that were made them angry, they were weakest when they were thinking about revenge.
Interesting.
Even though it's in the category of anger, but the greatest strength was seen when people thought about pure love. Interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, the other thing, you know, we're talking more on, you know, spousal relationships, but I had a gal yesterday tell me that she had to get back on her anxiety medicine. And I'm like, well, why? She goes, because I just saw my mom. She go, it brought back my PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder,
right.
Because of what happened when she was little, just the way her mother, the relationship they had. So I think this also falls into family relationships. I mean, you know, if you, athletes who have a very strong relationship with their families, they get along, they support each other, I'll bet you'll find those are the ones that are more successful. You know, you do have the rare case of the guy that was the orphan that made it.
Sheer
but,
tenacity.
You know, usually those they don't make it out of the neighborhood, Carl. You know, I mean, look at how many people you knew growing up. Look at how many I know growing up. A lot of them are dead right now.
Yeah.
Just from the relationships they didn't have with their father, their mother, their brothers or sisters. I mean, they couldn't handle the stress, so what do? You eat, you drink, you smoke, you do drugs. I mean, you do something to cover that up.
Well, let's extend that for a second. So What about your friends? Remember when I'm sure your mother or father told you these words, because my mother used to tell me, be careful of the friends you choose because, you know, they will influence your life. And What about the friends? You're with friends, they're negative all the time, versus you're with friends who seem to have positive attitudes and outcomes in life. Does it matter that you which ones you choose?
Oh, brother, it sure does, you know, and even as adults, we have to be very careful to not hang out with negative people. Okay, you know, we're supposed to be a positive influence on people. That's great, but man, when you're around that negativity, it sucks the positiveness out of
right.
you. There's something about negative and positive. You just can't handle it. And that's why our parents said, be careful of the friends. And they were picky because sometimes they would see through, you know, people's actions. But absolutely. Again, you know, looking back to training partners I had over the years, I remember having a couple guys. They're just always negative, man. Always bad-mouthing somebody in the gym and always talking about somebody. And I couldn't train with him. It hindered me. But when I got somebody that was positive like me, we would encourage each other, man. I mean, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, the pumping iron. I mean, even though they joked around, I mean, they encouraged each other. You know, back when I was at Gold's Gym, we would come in And even though a lot of us were competing against each other, it didn't matter. We just encouraged each other. We had a lot of fun. We played games and jokes. And, you know, if we got in a fight, we'd be making up, you know, an hour later over some food. But, yeah, you got to be careful. And unfortunately, sometimes it's very difficult because everyone has that negative person at their work.
Well, here's what I want to. I want to take a break. I didn't mean to cut you off. I want to take a break.
Yeah, but
I want to talk. What I want to talk about when we come back is I want to stay with this. So you've got somebody in your life. I have somebody in my life. I don't know who they are. I'm just being, for example, that's negative. But they're not somebody we can just carve out of our lives. They're somebody who's important that we just can't go, oh, I'm going to stay away from that person. What do you do? Let's talk about that when we come back. How's that sound?
Good idea.
All right, sure. Stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini. We'll be right back. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Really a good topic. Because so much of our lives are filled with stress. Relationships help us, or cause stress. I go back to my marriage. I mean, my marriage is very stressful. It was almost like we manufactured drama. But I couldn't just cut my ex-wife out of my life at that point in time. We had children we were raising. What do you do when you are in the throes of stress brought upon by someone that you just can't go, I know, I'll just stay away from them. What do you do?
You know, and that's usually a family member, because anyone else you can avoid. I think you have to, first of all, you got to be aware that they are like that. And number one, don't get into an argument, because you're never going to win. With a person that's negative, they will always out-argue you. And then I always try to, you know what buttons, what topics that are their buttons. Like Christmas dinner at my house, don't bring up politics and don't bring up religion. And if anyone goes that way, I'm the one that's taking them on another road, man, because they will all be in a fight, Carl.
You know what? This is a great point. You just brought up a great point. Okay, so I had a technique when my children were very young. We were driving someplace, and they started screaming in the back because of something. Because Taylor and Chase were 18 months apart. It was like twins the hard way. So they would antagonize each other. And so what myself and my ex-wife started doing was, because we read a book that says, oh, you got to create a diversion. But in a car, so I would just say to the child that was screaming, oh, gosh, look at that. Is that a diversion? Yeah. And point outside, like, as we're, and they would just stop crying and look. Yes, it's a diversion. Look, you see the diversion? And like they'd shake their head. No, where is it? Where? And next thing you know, they forgot what they were fighting about. This is a great point. When someone starts to create negativity, you have to divert them. Hey, I don't mean to cut you off, but did you see so-and-so last night? Just cut them off and turn the discussion around.
It's very easy. I learned this little trick, and hopefully my wife isn't listening, but you know, when we would go into the store, I just hated some of the stores, and I learned if I went, hey, look over here, oh, look at this, I could, like, get the circle in the store and make it to the out the other door, like, in 10 minutes.
Right. Almost like herding. You were herding.
Yeah, it's like a diversion. So, again, you know, just you come up with you change the subject, you know. Wait for them to take a breath, change the subject. Because negative people are always looking for something new to be negative, and if you can change the subject. But probably the biggest thing is don't empathize with them. Don't agree with them. You know, when they're starting their whole negative, well, you know, so-and-so just bugs me. Hey, did you see the weather tomorrow? It's supposed to be not. I mean, completely change it. Get off the topic. And if they come back, change it again, you know. And stick to, like, light topics. I mean, there are some members of my family, I don't talk about anything too deep because it's going to lead to something, some argument, you know?
You know what I love to do? An old saying that I learned, right? A lot of times, people who are talking negative, they generally talk about somebody else. Oh, so-and-so did this to me, right?
Yep.
Okay. Listen to this. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. If you tell somebody that, do they want to be a small mind? Excuse me. Do they want to be a small mind? No. They want to be a great mind. So if you embed that in their mind, whenever they catch themselves talking about people, that's usually gossip. Change the subject. Gossip is worthless. It's a waste of time.
Well, it is, and if you're with somebody and they're talking about somebody else, guarantee when they're with another person, they're talking about you.
That's the truth.
You know. But I think the other thing is, you know, you got to yourself be positive. I mean, you got to wake up in the morning, and you have two choices. You can wake up going, I'm going to have a terrible day, or you can wake up going, I'm going to have a good day. You know, and doesn't, at the end of the day, don't the majority of things work out? I mean, even the worst things that happen, they eventually work their way out. So, again, you know, you got to put yourself in that positive mode. Maybe you got to get some more sun, get on some vitamin D, you know, something to make you more cheerful. And then, you know, again, be an influence on these people, because sooner or later, you know, when they see that you aren't engaging, they're going to quit.
Yeah.
I know people, colleagues, that, you know, when you don't engage and you change the subject, pretty soon, you know, they aren't going to do that in front of you because they don't get the attention. And that's what it's all about, is,
yeah,
is they want to bring you down. They want attention. They're happy when you're miserable because they're miserable.
Right. What is the? I'm good. I'm sorry, because I want to ask you about the.
No,
balcony.
I was going to say, and you know, as you know, it's very difficult to get somebody help someone be happy. What were you going to say?
What is the barking dog syndrome? I've heard you mention this before. What is the barking dog syndrome?
I think again, this is when, you know, people, especially with social media, you know, folks don't go out there and because somebody posted something about you, you start this big argument fight. First of all, you're never going to win anything on the internet. You're not going to win. Anyone who is very negative and good at name-saying is always going to outpost you. So don't even get into that. I always call it the barking dog because you're always going to have people in your life that talk about you. But it's like you're in a car and you're driving down the street and out comes this dog. He's whoop, 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 whoop. And as you continue to go, you can see him in the rear mirror. Whoop, 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 whoop,
yeah.
And he's fading away. He's still down there barking in his yard. Well, that's how you got to treat these people. You just drive on by. And if you have any kind of success, people don't like that, you know. You win the lottery, 1,000 people are going to tell you how bad you are. You know, you get a new job, they're gonna have something to criticize you about. I told a lot of people yesterday who I said who were complaining about the election, I said, you're going to vote? They go, no. I said, then you got no business complaining.
Right.
You don't vote, you don't got an opinion. So,
no, you're right.
But so, anyhow, you know, folks, you gotta stay positive, and you gotta try to strengthen your relationships, because at the end of the day, you know, take it from athletes, it does affect your training, it affects your health, it affects your life. I mean, you know, longevity is based on positiveness. There's
yeah.
something to that.
And you know what else? Love, the word love, and I've talked about this on the air before, love is an action word.
Yeah.
It rewards the person doing the love, not the recipient of love. You can't really feel when someone else loves you, but you can feel it when you love somebody else. So spend more time actively loving other people. Don't worry about them loving you back. Spend
yeah.
more time actively loving other people. You'll feel better. Your life will feel better.
Yep, and sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, helping somebody out in need. You know, you don't have to love them. I mean, love is, it's interesting, love is such, we have one word for love where like the Greek, you know, they have like several words depending on what kind of love it is, you know. So sometimes when we say love, people think, you know, romantic love, but just lending someone a helping hand. I learned wherever I'm at, I like to go into a store or something and I always say, how's your day?
Right.
Because people aren't used to being engaged. And, you know, do I really want to hear about their day? Not really, but it's just a way of saying, hey, I care about you. You know, how's
right.
your day today? And normally they tell you.
Right.
And then you see them smile because they had an opportunity to say that. But, hey, man, we're going to be happy when you're out here because we're going to go get some big old grass-fed beef. And
this Friday.
What a better emotion.
We'll be doing a casual Friday from Billings, Montana, this Friday. I leave tomorrow morning to go out there. I'm so excited. I love going to Montana. And the weather's been nice from what I understand.
Yeah, it's been in the 60s, so we're going to have some fun, man, some good eating. We'll have fun on the show. And
yeah, well, maybe even train one day, right? Maybe we could train Friday evening.
Yeah, actually, I got to see what time you get in Thursday. We might have to hit the gym Thursday night or two if you want.
I can do that. I can do that for sure. I can
cool.
do that. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for today's show. It's really important. A lot of people may think it's an esoteric and unimportant discussion, but really, the core of life is happiness. And if you are not happy with your life, you're really missing out on a lot. And you got to take action to make your life good. That's it.
Amen.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the realities of juicing, of using gear, of using anabolic steroids as an athlete. I think what people think it is and what the realities are very different. And my guest has actually written an article about it, and his name is Matt Porter. Stay tuned.
properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Get everything right and I want you to. I get everything right, I'm not playing rude. I get everything right, I get up and swing. You make me
welcome back. So, a couple weeks ago, a guy that I've known for a really long time wrote an article that got a lot of attention on the internet and on social media. His name is Matt Porter. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great, Carl.
And
glad to be on here.
Yeah, and I know Matt for a lot of years in his capacity as Eric's right-hand man over at Primordial Performance.
That's right.
For a long time, a leading-edge company. And unfortunately, when you're a leading-edge company, sometimes you get singled out and jumped upon, and that's actually what happened over there. But nonetheless, so you wrote an article that really got a lot of traction on the internet.
Right.
Perhaps partially because of its honesty and its exposure of a question that needs to be answered. The delusions and realities of juicing, of using gear.
Right.
And this was pretty much focused on bodybuilders, right? Not necessarily collegiate athletes, but anybody who's juicing can take away from this. What made you write this article? What caused you to like, you know, I got to sit down and do this?
You know, what's funny is I actually, I wrote it for Flex Magazine, probably about 5 years ago, but I had to kind of edit and modify it in a way that it was appropriate for that audience because it's print magazine, you know, so mass people read it. So I had to kind of curtail some of the verbiage as far as like steroids and stuff like that. So I basically just re-released it now on my own supplement website and kind of did the uncut version, the raw version. I originally released it, so 2011. Things weren't that bad yet, meaning that the YouTube celebrities and all that stuff wasn't as prominent and prevalent at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of picking up pace then. But the forums was actually, you know, pretty bad at that point, and that's kind of what sparked me to write it. Professional muscle forums, Anabolic Minds, more so the bodybuilding contest forums, namely, like I said, professional muscle. You know, you'd see a lot of guys that were just dead set that it was all about really, really heavy steroid use. It's all about really not caring about food, that's secondary or third tier. Training, just get a pump, half-ass, let the gear do its magic. And if you take XYZ and you get the right formula, you're going to look like people you see in the magazines or, you know what I mean, et cetera. So,
this is actually a mainstream opinion, quite frankly. So it shows you that those individuals have really not adapted to what physical culture is all about. They're still on the fringe. And I'll point to, especially in the wake of this election season, Joe Biden, before he was vice president, testified in front of Congress during the passage of the Anabolic Steroid Control Act. And he said these words, I'm paraphrasing, but he said these words very close to what I'm about to say. When he was decrying anabolic steroid use and how the government needed to clamp down on it, which was complete nonsense, by the way. But he said, in college, I was a baseball player and a damn good one. And I could have gone on to be a pro baseball player, but I wouldn't take steroids. Now, he slapped every pro athlete in the face at that moment because he basically discounted all the tens of years of hard work, dedication, pain, and struggle down to, oh, they take steroids. That's why they're pro athletes, which was disgusting. But more importantly, it perpetuated this idea that if you do the drugs, you don't have to do the hard work. Nothing is further from the truth. In fact, if you do the drugs, you'd have to do harder work.
Right. You want to maximize their potential.
Yeah, because, you know, like Louis Simmons once said, I've never seen a bottle of testosterone bench press 500 pounds.
Right.
And the reason he said that was because there's lots of guys out there who juice, and they're not strong, and they don't look like bodybuilders, so clearly it's not the drugs.
Well, if you take someone and you let them take steroids, and let's say they have an injury and they're down training and they can't train. You know, if you take steroids or if you eat protein every 2 hours, I guarantee the guy that's still doing some mechanical force, some type of resistance training, is eating not very ideal. Let's say a prison environment, they're eating 2 or 3 times a day, but they're doing sit-ups, push-ups, they're doing chin-ups, they're doing anything to cause mechanical stress on the muscle. They're going to retain more muscle mass than the person being a couch potato just taking steroids, something in a bottle. So really, it does go back to training and nutrition, but really, in that kind of state, like I said, you know, just something as simple as mechanical tension on the muscle itself, even in a more starved state, is more imperative to retaining lean mass than just taking testosterone in a bottle and sitting and eating potato chips.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and in fact, I would argue, and really, Anthony Roberts, many years ago, he and I were having a discussion, and this is when he was still consulting for athletes, which he doesn't really do anymore. And he would have athletes that was working with him and say to him, can you put a cycle together for me? And he'd say, I'll tell you what. Here's your training program. Here's your diet. You do this for 6 months without missing a beat, not missing a workout, not missing a meal. And then we'll talk about a cycle. Because his attitude was, if you can't even do the work and eat right, then you have no business thinking about the cycle. And I actually took that a step further and said, when you use juice, you have a greater obligation to sticking to the program. Because A, you are, it's like buying nitromethane, right? And putting it in a car and just using it to drive to work. Not a good idea. Okay. If you're going to use juice, then you must eat right. You must train. You must sleep. You must do all the things because you are now putting this stuff in your body and you have a window of opportunity and you must use that window to its maximum. So in fact, you have to be more than 100%. You have to be 110% once you start using juice, period. End of story.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I had firsthand experience. And going back to the forums, you know, it's funny that people just cannot fathom that there are genetic elitists or genetic anomalies out there. Like, they literally think that it's just unfathomable and it's really a chemical warfare. And not to say that it isn't to a certain extent, but there are genetic anomalies. And it's, you know, I remember reading some of the pages on one of these forums. And I personally, going through high school and having friends that were athletes, I witnessed, you know, genetic elitists at their finest. And I remember even going back to like grade school, like elementary or middle school, I had a friend who was African American, and up until that point, I had an older brother that pretty much toughened me out. He was 10 years older. He made me strong, tough. We fought. We played football with older. He made me play football with older people. I was the fastest kid, the strongest kid. Remember, I moved into this new place, and there was this African American kid, and we hit it off right off the bat. He was a really nice kid, and my brother was always competitive and wanted me to race people or fight people or whatever, because he's just an older brother that was kind of an instigator too. And I remember I raced this kid, and it's the first time I ever got beat. He beat me, and I was always the fastest kid, and I was just puzzled. I never lost a race. I remember I started crying because I didn't want to disappoint my old brother. He was like my idol. Then he put us through other tests. You know, we played football. Eric was faster. He had better moves. He could juke better. I mean, it was incredible how athletic this kid was, and he was naturally muscular. I remember him having quad sweeps at literally like 11 years old. He had abdominal wall. It was completely delineated. And, you know, because I thought I had little muscles because I had to follow my brother's workouts. So I had some type of muscle more so for my age than anyone else, but Eric was better than me. And I couldn't understand it at the time. Now, I will say this, and this is key. I was so mentally driven and so mentally tough that even though Eric was very strong and talented, whenever we played football, if he got hurt or hit, he was done. The mental fortitude, the mental toughness was not there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I could get hit, I could get dragged through the mud, and I would keep going to the very end. So my dogged determination, my effort would potentially catapult me above him in the long run just because I could tough things out, whereas he was so genetically gifted that he didn't want to take pain. He was strong. He could perform. But once he got hit or something was hard, he backed off. Another story, going through high school, I remember when I was adamant about working out, and I was really over the top and obsessive compulsive. When I got into bodybuilding at like 15 years old, I mean, I learned so much so fast. I was so focused on attaining so much knowledge at such a young age. I was, you know, I did party. I had protein shakes when I went to parties. I had, you know, I had everything regimented so early on. And I remember I was gaining mass at a fast rate. I mean, abnormally fast because I was so dedicated to nutrition. I had this friend that played football, and we'll call him Gibson. And basically, Gibson was he's a Caucasian guy, naturally round muscles, just built V-taper, had an X-frame. And Gibson, whenever he would train for football. So he'd be doing daily doubles in a catabolic state. He'd be under-eating. He didn't know how to eat. And he'd be overreaching. And he'd work out, and we'd watch him work out, and his form was terrible, it was ballistic, and I was so perfect with everything. Even though I did everything 100%, Gibson literally surpassed me playing football in a calorie deficit and just weighed more, was leaner. I remember he was literally 211 pounds and at a legit 8% body fat. Anyone knows about legit body composition, 8% is paper thin, yeah. Very, very thin skin folds. And I couldn't fathom it. His round, three-dimensional muscle, the way it was shaped. And me witnessing those things early on let me really know the reality. I mean, this kid wasn't doing steroids on the side. I mean, he literally didn't know any better. And it was the honest to God truth. And no one could really fathom, you know, such a thing as far as, like, people in the forums. You know, I don't know if they were at homeschooled or they didn't have friends. But I witnessed this firsthand, so I wasn't stupid. I was a realist from the start. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I want to take a break, and we're going to get into the article. But when we come back, I want to talk about another phenomenon that plays a large role in the discussion about health and disease, but has crossover value within physical culture and bodybuilding, yet no one pays attention to it. And I actually just had this epiphany while you were telling that story. Matt Porter's website is mpasups.com. Stands for Matt Porter Approved Supplements.com. You can go there and learn more about him if you don't know about him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Welcome back.
All eyes on me. Live my life as a thug.
Talking with Matt Porter about an article he wrote that I really enjoyed reading and sparked a lot of desire for discussion. His website is Matt Porter Approved Supplements, mpasups.com. You can learn more there. You can even go to the blog and read this, The Delusions and Realities of Your Juicing. So before we get deeper into the article, I want to invoke something here. In health and longevity, there's a new paradigm called epigenetics. You've heard of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And the premise, the foundation of the premise of epigenetics is you're not a hostage to your genetics. What you do has a greater influence on gene encoding and physical changes, whether they be, in this case, when we talk about epigenetics, about the development of diseases. So I would say that there is no such thing as not having the genetics to do something. Now, there are some people that maybe will develop diseases easier because of their genetic predispositions. And there are some people who put on muscle easier because of their genetic predispositions. But if you buy into the concept of epigenetics from a health standpoint, from a physiological standpoint as it relates to disease, you must buy into it from a physiological position that equates to building muscle. There are no such things as hard gainers. There are just people who aren't doing the right things yet. And with that being said, we got a guy that's going to be doing a show twice a month. He trains at my gym. His name is Nick Tong. Mm-hmm. I remember Nick when he... Do you know who Nick is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember Nick when he was a little guy. I'm talking about a little guy. I mean, he reminded me more of Justin Timberlake than he did a bodybuilder. Good-looking guy, soft-spoken, just a kind, nice guy. Today, he looks more like a young Branch Warren. And he's the first one to tell you, I didn't have the genetics for this. But Nick has unlocked what works for him, and he does it 100% of the time.
Right.
So that's before people start turning to this and to that to make up for what they lack in a good diet, what they lack in proper training, what they lack in proper rest. You know, sleep is very underestimated as part of the muscle-building process. You can't just go, oh, it's about the drugs. So now let's talk about the article itself. So take me through the article from start to beginning. What describe the argument that you made in the article for the audience.
Basically, it was just about kind of, I just wanted to reach out to people like that were truly maybe had a false perception of what they really look like. I mean, in the article, you know, I think I started off with, you know, if you were to, I think, let's see, where is it? You know, point blank, tell me face to face, asked, you know, what do you think your body fat is, which I've asked several people. I used to manage Max Muscle and various other nutrition shops where I would, you know, consult with people. And you know, I would know because my first hand, I have such a good eye with body composition. I'd ask them, hey, man, you know, what do you think your body fat is or whatever? And they would blatantly tell me to my face, you know, I'm about 7% body fat. And some of them would even lift up their shirt and show me their non-abdominal wall. And they would just be completely certain about that, you know. And I would ask them certain questions like, hey, man, you know, you say you're a hard gainer. You know, give me just a rundown, a brief summation of what your daily meals are like. And, you know, because they're like, I'm eating 5,000 calories, you know, because I always ask, is your nutrition on point? They'd be like, well, in the morning I had a banana with maybe a half serving of oats. And I think I had a sandwich around noon, and I had a shake. And so I would tally it up because I do nutrition worldwide, so I'm literally, my brain just knows numbers. So I'm
1,600 calories. They're like, oh, right. No, I eat 5,000 calories. No, it's like 1,600. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, you know, sir, that's probably about, you know, 1,800 or maybe 2,000, you know, if you had that Chipotle or whatever it was. You know, and they were kind of baffled. They didn't really know how to respond to that. And I'd literally have to give them a lecture about proper nutrition. And I would almost break the body fat news to them. I'm very gentle and careful with my words. So I kind of do it in a gentle way to kind of tell them, like, you are fat, but in a nice, comforting way, which is really hard to do, but I'm pretty good at it. And, you know, so just people like that kind of sparked me to initiate the article. And then basically, really just kind of what was evolving as far as people's false perception of using steroids as a band-aid. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, if you overeat and become a glutton and force feed, which I have done, I've done every type of mistake you can think of, and that's probably why I do well with coaching people, because I can tell you what not to do. Even that side of the coin, if you aren't taking much gear, you're on TRT or you're on nothing, but you are literally force feeding like no one's business. And that's what I kind of did in my later years in high school, even. That's very unhealthy. That right there, just, I'm talking chewing up food and swallowing it with water because your digestion isn't up to par. You don't have your digestive enzymes on par. Everything's hindered, but you're forcing the issue. Foreign stress like that is going to also manifest into lipid skew levels. It's going to manifest into high blood pressure. It's going to manifest into faulty digestion. You know what I mean? Then elevated cortisol just from your body fighting the digestion, let alone it's trying to do other things that the body needs to do. So, you know what I mean? So that is also kind of what I was trying to implement in the articles. Yeah, gear is one thing, but also you can overdo, you know, protein consumption or food consumption or overtraining, overreaching, you know, which, like I said in the article, if you train like a double split and you aren't enhancing, you aren't doing the rest, you aren't doing the nutrition, you can literally spark creatine kinase levels so high that you could develop rhabdomyolysis.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just a bunch of things kind of compiled that just kind of got me just going, you know? So
talk about anabolic steroids for a second, right? What are the realities, and how does that fit juxtaposed to what people think? Not only what they will do for them, but actually the realities of using them. You know, the daily multiple, and you know, if you look, I've done 2 grams of test, a gram of Deca, 600 milligrams of Tren, handfuls of orals, at one time. And I can tell you that I was injecting 3 cc's every day in my hip, in my thigh, in my other thigh, my hip. I mean, it was like every single day. It was like, oh my God, this is so much of a pain in the ass. Never mind the side effects. Just the idea that I used to have to line up needles and inject sometimes twice a day.
Right.
People don't think about that when they're thinking, oh, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think some people like initially get off on it where it's like they love it. And then, you know, I was competing for 10 years and I'm very open. I've been even more open in my later years now that I kind of stopped.
I quit.
And I actually have a YouTube called Smaller by the Day, and I kind of changed my path 1 year ago, actually, to this day. And not that I used a bunch, but man, just ongoing throughout the years, like, yeah, I dreaded injections, and I was really big on stability of blood levels. So even though I had a long ester, I would still try to microdose and dose as frequent as possible throughout the entire week. And, you know, and then I got into other things I've been open about as far as like NolaTil injections, as far as inflaming the muscle, even some type of sight enhancing oil here and there. I mean, I was a guinea pig, man. And, that stuff got tedious and I hated doing it. Yeah. But the reality of it too, on the flip side, about how people really are just almost born to just be better and build muscle. I'll keep this anonymous. I coached an IFBB pro at spur of the moment. Okay. So this was literally 5 weeks to a professional competition. And this is an open class person that weighs over 250 pounds. What people don't fail to realize, man, that they think these IFBB pros have access. Like, once you get a pro card, it's your ticket to pharmaceutical heaven and high connections and pharmaceutical grade products and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But in this day and age, man, you know, these guys are just like anyone else.
Right.
As far as finding products. And a lot of them don't make that much money, whether they're lazy, whether they just don't have the connections or they're not marketable. So back to this guy, he had 5 weeks. I kept this under wraps, kept it on the download, didn't want to announce anything because I was totally unsure. This person was off anabolics completely. They were 250 pounds, probably still about 12% body fat, which is incredible, you know, being off product. But, you know, to compete at a high level and place top five in 5 weeks, so like 35 days or something, is far-fetched. I said, okay, well, you know, this is what I want you to do. This person didn't have a lot of money, a lot of access. I said, let's do the bare minimum. Let's do testosterone propionate, masteron propionate, and trinacetate. Three compounds, short acting. If you can do those, 100 milligrams EOD or 50 milligrams every day, and this person cannot afford growth hormone, okay, not even generics. And this is a good level IFBB pro. This is the honest about truth. They acquired these three products. I think we might have used an anti-estrogen, potentially a beta-2 agonist like clenbuterol, if I'm not mistaken. I could look at my records. But so we went for it, and I did the nutrition, the cardio, and this person was adamant, man. They're checking in every 2 days. Things were happening, but I was still like, okay, this is still far-fetched, man. This is kind of crazy. We're not using anything crazy like, you know, DMP or fat uncouplers like osmic acid or some, you know, something to expedite the process, you know, handily, even GH for its lipolytic effect.
Right.
Nothing. So right around 2 weeks, I literally, my eyes just drooped. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, this guy now, I was like, oh my God. Like, I told my wife, like, we might have a chance here. Like, this guy literally could do an impossible kitten shit. I've never seen someone respond like this. And a week out, he even looked better. He started at 250. He's now 242, 243 pounds, probably a legitimate 5% body fat. By the time we dried him out, manipulated things at the end, he places top five at a professional show on minimal products, laughable, you know, to these new guys that are YouTubers or whatever. They're taking, oh, I'm injecting, you know, 3 grams of this and that and the other. This individual placed top five in IFBB Pro event on test probe, masteron probe, and trinacetate.
Right.
That's
right.
It, Carl.
And
that's,
I like, you know what, and you know what, you know why I like those? Because they're in and out of your system so quickly.
Right.
You know, like the mistake I made was going from Tren Ace to Tren Nth because I was trying to minimize injections, every other day injections.
Oh yeah. But the problem,
what's that?
You almost have more side effects sometimes with the long.
Well, that's it. The Tren Nth gave me horrible side effects.
Right.
My resting heart rate went up to like 95 all the time. I lost all cardiovascular conditioning. I was sweating constantly. And I didn't feel well. I literally felt like I was always on the verge of getting the flu. The worst part is I had to tough it out from my last shot for, you know, 4 or 5
yep.
weeks like that.
Yeah, you're trapped. I agree.
So I think the shorter acting esters have an advantage. And now we're starting to understand that you don't have to go intramuscular. I started talking about sub-Q injections on my show 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And I even had Dr. Crystal come on and tell me it was a bad idea. Now he just wrote an article for T Nation about how valuable the sub-Q oil-based injection is. But you don't have to go intramuscular with all this stuff all the time.
Right. You know, I actually experimented with the subcutaneous shot for my TRT. And, you know, believe it or not, I was doing that for 6 weeks. And then I converted over to just buy it twice a week with intramuscular, the same dosage per week.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually fairly similar,
yeah.
The total testosterone level and the estradiol number. So the only thing I was concerned about was like a localized aromatase response or any type of fat.
But they're not seeing that because the recent. Couple years ago, Dr. I can't think of his name now, but he wrote a book and he did the research on it. And we don't see the aromatization in the fat depot where the injection goes. But more importantly, it's a slightly slower release than intramuscular. So,
right. Yeah.
Like if you're using a Mastron Prop, you don't have to do it every 2 to 3 days. You may be able to go to it 4 or 5 days. You just do a larger
right.
depot, and it just releases a lot slower.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah, that's what I'll typically, you know, and then, you know, not to get off subject, but with women and females, I mean, they can microdose and backload an insulin needle and kind of go that route too, as
yeah.
far as the mini dosing, et cetera.
Yeah, because they need so much less. I mean, if they're using a test 250,
yeah.
I mean, they can.
You know what? Well, I'll tell you, Carl, this day and age, man, I get women that are on 50 milligrams of Anavar and 25 milligrams of Winstrol. I mean, these oral doses, 50 milligrams of Anavar, I mean, guys use that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It used to be like 5 or 10 for women, but yeah, it's kind of a little crazy. And I will also touch base on something I've experienced recently is that, you know, being on TRT and you're getting your prescription, you're not always safe because the last prescription I got, and I posted this on my Instagram, I switched over to a new brand, and sure enough, it's literally underdosed by 50%. And what happened was I heard a bad story about a compounding pharmacy just from an ex-client of mine. He's like, yeah, you know, it's not always the safest. They can still get their Ross from China. And, you know,
right.
there was a hair in one of the powders, and it just kind of freaked me out. Cause I'm like, yeah, you know, anything could happen. You know, as far as a compounding pharmacy, because they're kind of doing it right there on the spot. So I wasn't even thinking, and I said, you know what, I'm going to get the name brand, whatever's more expensive, I'll pay out of pocket.
Was it Watson that you got?
No. I'll tell you. And I was such in a hurry, and I was just so convinced that, oh my gosh, I'm paying the extra dollar, paying $100 for this 10 milligram
yes.
vial. Of course it's going to be fine. I didn't think twice. Bought it, started taking it, not thinking about it, man. And I go in for my appointment. I see my doctor, my anti-aging doctor, actually. I'm like, oh, man, he's legit.
Right.
He's not just some, like, random guy that owns the facility. He's a doctor.
Right.
So went and saw him. He went over my labs, and he's like, you're still doing the same dose? I go, yeah, doc. I'm like, I'm not underdosing to get a higher dose prescribed. I'm like, I'm doing 200 milligrams just like you prescribed. And so the last blood test was 850 nanograms per deciliter around, or 900 around that ballpark.
Right, nice.
This time it was 400.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa, that's weird. He goes, well, what changed? I go, you know what, I don't know, and I didn't think about it at the time. Then finally, I go, you know what, I did. I switched to what I thought was a more expensive or better brand. I go, is that possible? Then, of course, I looked at the box, and it was manufactured in India, and it's Sun Pharma, which is a generic, which is
right.
probably the same stuff that Alpha Pharma, which is an Indian pharmacy, makes, probably the same stuff. And so, you know, Americans, now we get it from them. They make it for us, and, like, they do their COA, and they do all the testing. I guess we trust them. I don't know if we do another individual independent test. Clearly not, if mine was.
No, they're not. I had a similar situation with testosterone. I was buying from Walgreens. I was buying Watson. Watson is a very popular brand today. Okay. If you're getting your TRT filled at Walgreens or CVS, you're generally getting Watson. It's 200 milligrams per milliliter, 10 ml vial. Well, here's the problem with it. If you store it at room temperature, it crystallizes.
Mm.
The testosterone actually comes out of solution and forms crystals in the bottle. But you don't notice it because the label's all around it, right? I didn't notice
right.
it until I got to the bottom of the bottle and I'm upside down. And I'm going, what the hell is in there, glass?
Wow.
So I did my shot. I broke the bottle. I pulled the top off the bottle. And there's all of this, it looks like rock candy in the bottle. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I go back to the pharmacist, I go, what is this? He goes, oh, that's normal for that stuff. If you don't keep it in warm temperature. I said, it's in my bathroom. I'm like, what do I have to do, heat it? So he goes, I got my prescription filled. He said to me, put it in warm water before you use it, swirl it. I did exactly what he said. It still crystallized. And I stopped using one. And because you know why? If there's crystals in the bottle, there's no testosterone going in my cheek or my ass.
No, there's not. That sounds something like a test no ester, like a acid, like something short acting the underground lab would make.
And it's Watson. I was paying $110 for a 10 ml bottle.
I'm not sure. I think Watson, I don't know if I was doing some researching. I don't know if they like went through it. They used to be, I don't know if it was US and now it switched over to another country. It definitely got watered down.
All I know is it says on the box that crystals normally may form in this, warm it up and swirl it. So it happens so much that they actually put a disclaimer on the box because people are bringing the stuff back. It's garbage. I would never, if you buy Watson testosterone, get a different brand. I'm telling
I'm
you.
I'm not going to.
All right, look, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of Matt Porter. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Matt Porter. His website is Matt Porter Approved Supplements, mpasups.com if you want to learn more. Matt, what about pro hormones? I mean, back in the day, you know, when androdiol and methyl 1 test and all those things were around, you know, we looked at them almost like, well, they're not real anabolic steroids, or they're not the dark side stuff because I can buy them at one fast 400, you know. But the reality is that turning to those is needs to be viewed the same way as turning to an oil that you can inject.
Absolutely. Those are the good days, man. Like pre 2003.
Wasn't it the best? It was the best. I got to be I'm sorry to say this, but methyl one test. I mean, the only thing that I didn't like was what was it? There was a methyl trianolone, and that which was with the real thing, and then methyl dianolone came out. Matt Cahill introduced methyl dianolone. That didn't really work out the way we intended it to.
Yeah.
But everything else worked. Everything else worked.
Yeah, those were like the 2004, the methylated products, like the methyl 4-OHN, like the androlone that was like an Anavar replacement.
Yes.
Even before that, like the 4-Anderson-Dial, the 480, the 180, those are just simply precursors, man. And, you know, it's so funny that those were banned because those were like the least dangerous. And it only got worse whenever people had to jump through loopholes and change the nomenclature and come out with these truly toxic products. Because, you know what I mean, the old Andro products, like literally some of the best, man. You know what I mean? So, they should definitely be treated, you know, with seriousness, just like any type of injectable oil. And like you said, it's like methyl one test was so harsh that, my gosh, an injectable oil is much safer for your lipids. I mean, I remember when Gaspari came out with M1T, they sent you literally red yeast rice with it for your cholesterol.
Yeah.
They sent you a bottle because for the ramifications that it drives HDL to non-detectable numbers, that tells you something. In fact, I remember using that M1T, and I tell you what, Carl, I started taking it. I think it was just 10 milligrams a day.
Right.
Like one little capsule.
Right.
Okay. And for 2 weeks, I toughed it out, and I felt lethargic.
Terrible.
I felt depressed. I missed working out. I trained half-assed, and I put on 12 pounds.
Yes. But and I
Unreal.
Did too, and I lost all the weight once I came off of it, and I just I pissed all the weight off. It was all okay. Granted, it was water in the muscle. I get it,
right?
You know, but it was still, and it was nasty. It was, and there were guys, and I remember you were only supposed to take 10 milligrams, and crazy people were doing 20 milligrams, and then some company came out with a 50 milligram capsule, and I'm like,
ooh,
are you flipping
that.
Kidding me?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Superdrill was also very, very powerful. In fact, Primordial, whenever we had the Superdrill, that was literally the best version, I believe, around, because I mean, I remember getting phone calls at the office, and guys were putting on 20 to 30 pounds off Superdrill. I believe we used the alpha version, not the beta. It was the best, you know, the best quality, Eric was so amazing with literally quality of testing and taking his time. If something was literally 98%, Eric would wait it out and make sure that it checked out perfect.
Yeah.
So that product, I remember some of the calls were insane, but then a lot of these doofuses would get bad form advice, and they would take a methylated product for ongoing, like 6, 7, 8, 12 weeks.
Right.
Develop cholestasis.
Yeah, like, because some people would
onset of jaundice.
What about that? What about the side effects? Understated or overstated when you start looking on the forums?
Side effects, you know what? I would say they're underrated, meaning that they try to downplay them. I really think that, there are guys, like I said, going back to professional muscle forums, there's a lot of guys on that forum that are very open, and there's a lot of guys that haven't said anything, but, you know, they've had a lot of heart attacks. They've had kidney failure, heart failure. There's been a lot of things. As far as the ramifications of anabolic steroid use for a prolonged period of time on that forum that they are open about, but there's a lot more that we don't know about. Me being friends with some of the people that are on that board that have inside scoop on things, it's pretty bad, Carl. Whenever you abuse things ongoing, prolonged period of time, and not knowing how to cycle things or even come off a cruise and then detox and use the best over-the-counter supplements to your best advantage, et cetera, I mean, this is serious stuff,
asking for
man.
Trouble.
You know what I mean?
Remember,
it's
do you remember Carl Hoffman? Nandi, N-A-N-D-I?
I remember that name.
Back in the day of a Mind and Muscle and then an Avant Labs and Nandi, Carl Hoffman, he was a genius. He wrote some great papers about anabolic steroids. He was big into peptides. He passed away suddenly. His wife found him laying on the floor in the kitchen, but he had illnesses. Part of the reason that he got into this was he was looking for answers to his illnesses. So I can't say that his discoveries or his use of things led to his death. But then more recently, I'm sure that you know that be true has had to shut down his site because of his health, right?
Yeah, so I got the email, and I was like, didn't know what to think exactly.
And again, it's not because of his use of peptides. I have a feeling that his his use of peptides was trying to assuage an illness that he had, because the email said that he's been fighting an illness for a very long time and it's finally he can't do it anymore. But my point is that I think many of us think that because, oh, I understand the science, I can do that. And it's just like a smoker. It's like a cigarette smoker, right? Everybody gets cancer from smoking cigarettes but me. I'm not. Something different about me. I'm going to do things different. It's not going to happen to me. It's the ability to deny the potential that you're actually doing harm to yourself because you convince yourself that you know the science. I understand this stuff. I know what I'm doing.
Right. Bodybuilders are so one-track mind and tunnel vision that they literally are so obsessive and compulsive. And I'm guilty of this myself, and that's kind of why I took a step back, just because my dad passed away a year ago and some things that were hereditary in my bloodline. And the mind, the fixation that you can get on that one goal, and you get so captivated in it that you literally won't think about something until it happens to you. But you don't think that it's going to happen. You know, you think you're young, resilient, this or that and the other, but you hear all this stuff constantly on your Facebook feed, on this person died, this person came out with this ailment. You don't see it coming until it happens, and you say, oh my gosh, you know, I wish I did things differently. I just think, going back to kind of my story is, I had chronic high blood pressure for years. Every time I go get it checked out in my 20s, you know, the doctor would be totally resistant to prescribe me something. And I remember 2012, I went to the doctor and I had it, of course, and I was actually pushing for a prescription. I was like, hey, can you run an ACE inhibitor, an ARB, whatever it takes, just something. He's like, no, you know, I know you're taking stuff and you are heavier, but you know, you also have white coat syndrome, could be the case. And he just, for whatever reason, it really made me angry, actually, in retrospect, that he didn't. And the honest to God truth is, and I'll be completely honest, is I didn't go to the doctor after 2012. I kind of just ran a little bit more wild with my competition endeavors. And that was the first time after like 2012 that I really kind of pushed it to get a pro card. And I really didn't come off. And I'm just going to be honest with everyone listening. I always did, you know, prior to that, I started competing in early 2000s. I always just cruise and be on TRT for off season and just blast for my contest. But from 2012 on, I mean, I really was making a run for it. I got pretty close. And that really combined with the chronic high blood pressure, man, put me over the roof, the stress on the heart. Last year, whenever my father was coming to the end of his chapter and he had cancer, I remember I was so strung out and stressed. My blood pressure was so chronically high. I remember I had the nurses check my vitals inside his hospital room, and they were so freaked out. I was in hypertension crisis because I was so strung out. I had to go to the hospital, and I had to get a beta blocker injected into me and kind of had to get, you know, looked at.
Like a rescue. Really, yeah, right.
Absolutely. It was a blessing that I was there. I mean, I was squatting like 12 hours before that at midnight. I was training twice a day because I was helping my mom, trying to take care of him, nursing him, but I was trying to get my mind off things. So I was doing stressful things on top of the mental stress and the high blood pressure. And it was terrible, Carl. It was a blessing that I was there at the hospital, and they checked me because I had this instinct. I said, hey, ladies, can you just check my vitals for me? And they checked my heart rate and my blood pressure. Like, you need to go downstairs. So that really was an opener for me, an eye opener. And, you know, people can kind of, like I said, just get off track and not really think that something's going to happen to them until it's too late. So that's kind of what I'm seeing on Facebook. Even you see all these guys just, they're lifting heavy, and you know they're gassing the whole time. You think they're never, you know, they're never really going soft. They're staying hard year-round, full year-round, because you get so caught up in pictures. And now with social media, you post pictures, you have a following, you've got to look lean on your Instagram pictures, you're going to go to trade shows, you might run a booth, you got to stay on pretty much, or I feel like they think they got to stay on the whole time to please the masses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more pressure, even in this day and age, to be almost unhealthy, because the demand's higher for what people want to perceive you as from what you kind of project yourself as on your social media outlets. So that's the thing. I think we're going to see a lot more damage happening, unfortunately, in the future, just because, like I said, everyone basically has a social media platform and they're always being viewed. So.
Their own reality TV show. Real quick, let's talk about your website. What will people find there?
Oh, man. You know, this is kind of random. So my main thing, Carl, is I coach athletes. I've been coaching athletes since like 2006. Started running wild with it actually after Primordial. And I actually helped Eric redesign the Dermatherm Target. Remember that topical fat
burner? Yeah.
We redesigned it because I was really heavy on raspberry ketones combined with capsaicin, combined with Johann Vine hydrochloride. So I had a big say in that product. And whenever we got shut down, Eric sold that product to someone else, and I was stuck recommending another product that I felt was inferior to all my clientele. Long story short, I was like, this is ridiculous. You know, I had a product that I was kind of like my baby. I pretty much got the rights to it back. I came out with VasoBurn. It was just something of a side project, just for clientele, just for people that, you know, follow me, because it's something I truly believe in. I've used topical fat loss products since Johan Burn, ES, all that stuff back in the early 2000s. And I kid you not, you know, always has made a difference in that last final push whenever you have the lower kidney fat, the flank area, whenever you're doing everything to the max. And I said, you know what, I'm going to come out with this. And I did. And Carl, it just skyrocketed, man. I mean, it blew up to something that I didn't anticipate. And then as I ended my bodybuilding career and my dad passed, I literally was just researching and kind of just coming out with product ideas. And it just catapulted, man. We came out with VasoDry. We have cortisol. I'm coming out with a brand new pharmaceutical grade essential amino acid product with something else added to it I won't disclose, but it's never been done before. And it's just been kind of catapulting from that point on. So it's a wide array of supplements, topical line, which is the Vaso series, and then the powders are coming out. We're going to call it the Perry series for pre, during, and post-workout.
Yeah. No, it sounds very cool. Is Eric doing? What happened with the vitamin E, Toco 8, right? It was called Toco 8?
Right. Well, you know, it's palm fruit now by Botanical Craft. And I talked to Eric literally a couple times a day, actually, we text, because he literally, you know, I've learned a lot on my own. I've always had a lot of knowledge. But, I mean, Eric Potrats, man, is he's played an imperative role in my success. I mean, there would be no – probably be no Matt Porter approved or MPA steps without Eric. And you know, he doesn't even recognize some of the impact that he has on people, but he's doing good. Palm fruit's a great product. He's actually going to convert it into something more sophisticated than powder. It's going to be very sharp. I don't want to disclose too much, but he is going to upgrade it, you could say. You know, Eric's a funny guy, man, because he's so, when he gets entrenched into research and work, I told Eric several times, like, you're so brilliant with your ideas. You're so like out of the box and you can just come out with these random products like I'm coming out with, you know, and they're so great quality. You're so adamant about them. You can make a lot of money and kind of he doesn't care. He's so tunnel vision that he's stubborn that he will just work on if it's a recipe book or a book about resistant starch or, you know what I mean? He's funny the way he thinks because I see so much potential in him. He can do so much more to monetarily gain, but he doesn't. But yeah, so right now he's doing the palm fruit, which I recommend. And then I think he has another little lineup here coming up soon, hopefully. So, it's just been a fortunate kind of what happened to him. It's really lame when you have all these other, you know, people that are really doing bad things and are putting out really scandalous products.
Yeah, I mean, he used the Neringen as a delivery vehicle, and all of a sudden they acted like he was making a drug.
Oh, Carl, I mean, I was there firsthand. This guy, like, literally with the mass spectrometry, the liquid chromatography, everything had to be tested so perfect. And the clientele, our clientele would get so mad with us because we wouldn't release the product.
I remember that.
But in retrospect, they should be so thankful that Eric wasn't like these current people that are phonies. Eric literally wanted that product to be as pure as possible, 99% pure. Until it tested out perfect, Eric would not release it. I mean, that's how awesome the guy was. And then you're going to go and, you know what I mean, and make this guy bankrupt. You're going to take all our products. I mean, they took over $1 million of inventory that day. It was insane. So it's just crazy how like the fraudulent people survive. And then Eric was really a good person, a good supplement designer, still is, but he had a great thing going. He had another project at the time of the downfall of Primordial called One Man. And it was a whole
I remember that. Wasn't it One Man World, the name of his company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were working on it. We had private meetings every week for One Man, but while we were still keeping Primordial going. And it was just another vision of Eric that was going to be unique and brilliant. Yeah. So,
hey, listen, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show on such short notice.
Of course, man. Of course, anytime.
So check out his website. Matt Porter approved supplements, mpasups.com. Also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour. If you want to reach out to him, go to supremeradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad and ask him for some free supplements or ask him a question for the show. And I'm traveling to Billings, Montana tomorrow to do a live remote from All American Pharmaceuticals. On Friday, we'll be doing Casual Friday from there. So I'm off the air tomorrow, but I'll be back on the air Friday. Matt, thanks a lot, brother.
Anytime, Carl.
Take care. And we'll see everybody Friday for a special edition of Casual Friday. Don't miss it. See you then.